This is some dating advice I wish I could have given to my younger self. Number one, stop making this boy up in your head. You think he's cute, but you're like making things up about his character, his values, his personality. Like, I would build it up of like, oh my gosh, we're meant to be. I like him so much. And then I would get to know him and I'm like, I don't like you really, but I built you up so much in my head that I'm just gonna keep going with it. Now my dating advice would be curious. Just observe. Go in with the lowest expectations. That might be bad. Go in with no expectations, okay? Just observe. And observe for a long time. For a really long time. Even when that's your boyfriend, keep observing. You're really asking yourself, does he align with me? Do our visions match? Would we be good together? Can I be vulnerable with him? How do we fight? If he wanted to, he would.
I can't do it.
Obviously, she's talking about men she's extremely attracted to, but then she get to know him and, oh, we're not a fit. These women are literally looking for Mr. 0.05. Tall, hot, great career, emotionally intelligent, masculine, but not too masculine. Lead, but also know when to take my leadership. Ridiculousness. They're literally looking for Mr. 0.005. You're going to have to compromise on a couple of big things when it comes to your list of what you want in a man.
And I don't want to do that.
You just want casual or a situationship. Ignore this advice because it really only applies to someone who wants a healthy long-term relationship but finds themselves stuck in situationships. If you are finding that when you're dating, men really, really like you but they don't pursue you, let's talk about energetically how you can start to shift this. Right now, your experience is probably inconsistent communication, but not asking you on dates. They reach out periodically, but they're never initiating a plan. Or you start to feel a connection and it feels really good, but then they ghost. Or you're getting to know him and you like him, and then it slowly slips into a situationship and you find yourself hoping that he will change his mind and turn it into more. You want to be pursued by an empowered masculine man, healthy, emotionally intelligent, but has that initiative taking energy. And you would love to just lean back into your feminine and feel confident and feel his energy come toward you initiating. If this has been your experience, I am willing to bet that you have been being what I lovingly call the chill girl.
No expectation ever, motherfucker.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. We already know what she's going to say. Don't be the chill girl and top 1% Chad will commit to you. I'll make it more simple. Date a guy who's a 7 instead of trying to date 9s or 10s. And how about you wait until a guy asks you for exclusive commitment before you crack your legs open?
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
Ever think of that? But here's the thing, when a guy's a top 1%er, they'll take whatever they can get from him. And then try to learn deep lessons on the back end. It's really silly.
Might be an unpopular opinion, but I would rather be the one wondering what now instead of being the one wondering what if. Because what now means that I tried and I showed up. It means that I loved with everything that I had, even when it wasn't returned the same way. I've been the person to remain soft after being hurt, who has kept believing in love even when it's given me every reason not to. And I've been the one who has gave their all, even when it didn't end up how I had hoped. And even though it continues to be a source of hurt for me and I'm still healing, I'll never have to question if I could have done more.
I got a question, guys. Does the sentimental piano music make you teary-eyed? So this video is basically her just sucking her own snifter, talking about how great she is, how emotionally intelligent she is, how spiritually awakened she is. I mean, this is just, this is ridiculous. Okay, we get it, ma'am. You're so great and wonderful, and every guy you were with fumbled a good one. Okay, sure.
Right.
This is how you know you're dating the right person, okay? So I just called my boyfriend. He's out with friends right now. And I was like, you've got to come home right now. You've got to come home right now. And he was like, what's wrong? And I said, I am not kidding when I tell you I have never, ever in my entire life been this bored. And he started dying laughing. And I was like, you got to come home. Here's the thing. Me and him, we've been together for 7 years, okay? Every night, and we've done this for years, we talk for hours. Sometimes we talk for like 3-4 hours, just straight talk, yap, 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 no TV, nothing. And it's honestly a bad habit that we are trying to break. We're trying to go to bed earlier. We have horrible sleep schedules, but mainly because of this, because we can't stop talking to each other every single day. We just talk about literally anything. And as much as like it's a bad habit, I hope we do it till we're 100 years old, because it is my favorite part of every single day. I will never get sick of that guy. Like, I love that little guy so much. It is so much fun.
I don't really have anything negative to say. I just wanted to show something positive for a change. Not that I always have to say something negative. But yeah, it seems like they have a great relationship, a great friendship. And that seems like the type of relationship that will last until they're 100 years old. I don't like that she has a TikTok where she talks about her personal life. That's never a good sign, though. But I don't want to put my little nugget of negativity in it. I hope they work out. Seems like they got a great relationship.
This is how you're going to decenter men and refocus your time, energy, and attention back on yourself and your own joy, instead of constantly prioritizing male validation, presence, or opinion. Plan a solo date, fancy dinner, spa day, museum visit, and dress up for you and nobody else. Start a no male gaze fashion experiment. Dress however you want and not for male attention. Turn off dating apps for a month and watch how much more free time and headspace you suddenly have. Make a hot girl hobby list and fill it with things that you love. Baking, dancing, painting, boxing. Do things you love with zero romance required. Have a men-free media month. Watch shows and movies and read books with strong female leads or queer joy.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
My message to any women out there who are decentering men, go for it. Keep doing it. But don't decenter men temporarily. Decenter men for the rest of your natural born lives. Leave us the fuck alone forever. Don't let this just be a temporary era. Let it be a lifelong era. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.